Dang! Episode what?
169.
I'll probably say this before, but I don't even know if it's an episode. Can it be an episode?
Yeah,
probably could be an episode. I don't know. We're not getting that. Oh, well, this is what we were just talking about. We need to get... Well, first, Ben Crump is a straight piece of shit. And if you don't know who Ben Crump is, well, that's better on you.
I don't.
Ben Crump is a ambulance-chasing black lawyer who will literally just fucking grasp on to anything that can... some of the shit is... It's unbelievable. Everything's Whitey's fault. First, let me tell you about this guy. Ben Crump. This guy is worth just how much money this guy was paying. So remember when the black kid got like let on the amusement park ride? I don't know where it was, but he was like too big for it or something, and it dropped him out of the seat.
No.
That was Whitey.
Wait, he was too big for the ride?
Like the thing, I guess,
what,
didn't...
Did
like,
they tell him he was too big?
It like didn't... Well, first of all,
I mean, they're
you
supposed to like
can't...
check it.
Yeah,
they all check it.
Right.
I wasn't tall enough to get on the ride.
But wait...
Okay.
Is this because we can't tell people nowadays that they can't?
Well, no. We can tell certain people. But we can never, ever tell a black person something that might even benefit their life. No one could say, hey, Buckaroo, a little too big there. Because that's discrimination. Either way, you got either way, you know? But that was Whitey. So... We have this new guy, we'll say he's a guy, who was shot and killed by the police. Now, first of all, the guy's story is crazy because he was just let out of prison maybe 2 months ago after 16 years of being in there, and he didn't do the crime that he was in there for.
Holy crap.
16 years for a crime he didn't commit.
What was the crime?
I'm not too sure. But he was just, they were like, wrongly convicted. This was 3 months ago.
I know, but like, isn't that crazy? Like, who works that case? Like,
That's why it's an even bigger crime that the district attorney, who probably didn't have enough evidence, you know,
uh-huh.
This is why I don't agree with people being on juries, because this is how this can happen as well. You know, a computer system would be like, I don't know about that. No.
A human did that.
Correct. All humans did this. But, so the cop clocks him doing 100. 100. So, even if you're on a highway, let's say that it's 75, you're still 25 over. That's not like, so the cop says, you do 100, man. And he's just like, I didn't do anything. The cop's like, you did though. Get out of the car. So he's like, I don't need to get out of the car. He's like, yes, you do. So, they're going back and forth, and the cop's like, go to the back of the truck, put your fucking arms on the back of the truck. Put your hands on the back of the truck.
I'm going to your house, cop, until you get the fuck out of your house.
He was in his house. If the cop's house was doing 100 down the highway, he would have to be...
Job.
That's not his job to pull people out of cars, though.
Doing 100 miles per hour down the street.
You get to pull somebody out of their car.
In some states, it does.
Reckless driving.
Exactly, because it's not just a speeding ticket anymore.
You can put your hands on somebody.
Yes, it does. He doesn't
see
that.
He told him to get out of the
car.
If you think he's a danger.
He pulled over, right?
He pulled over.
He pulled over. He complied.
Okay.
So that means you can get your physically assaulted by someone.
No,
but
did he comply?
The cop didn't even touch him. So, and no. But when, you know, you're asked for a license and a registration and you can't provide this.
Give it to him.
And if you can't, well, guess what you're doing? Getting out of the motherfucking car.
Yeah, now you're gonna...
Especially in some states. Some states are worse. And this was in Georgia.
Yeah,
so.
Give the license and registration. Sure.
He's telling him to put his hands on the back of the truck. And the guy's got his hands up, you know, but he's making a little ruckus, right? Because this is, before I go any further, you're the one doing it! You got your gnawing on a fucking dog toy. When look, all you want to do is go up there.
I am not gnawing.
Look at what you are doing.
I'm not gnawing on a dog toy.
Okay, it's hilarious. You had to clarify.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now, if you're a police officer, and this guy was prison big. You know what? You know prison big. That's not just like some dude that goes to the gym 5 days a week. This is a dude that's been fucking doing the most ghetto workouts for fucking 16 years.
So,
you
this
are
this is the
jacked.
Dude that just got out of...
Yes.
Okay,
no, the cop's the prison
man.
Keep up, beer. You're like, wait, Are you saying the Shut guy that's gonna prison?
It's the prison big guy.
But anyway, so he's flailing his hands around. He won't fucking. So the cops say, "Put your hands on the back truck. I'm gonna tase him." He's like, "No, you won't." The cop tase him, and now they're scuffling. Right? They're scuffling each other.
Did he tase him just because he said, "No, you won't"?
No, he tased him because he was not complying. He, and not just on the first ask. This cop's like, "Dude, fuck it." You know, so now they're scuffling. And this dude, this is what you're talking about. Prison big. This guy had the cop. They were like bear hugging. And then he took his hand, put it under like the cop's like jaw. And this man's trying to, it looked like he's trying to just snap this cop's fucking head right off. The cop was in a fucking,
yeah,
a wild Wait, position.
Can we say how sad is it that the system
okay.
that he was wrongfully convicted in
yeah.
had to go through prison for that long, probably had to get hardened because...
Not probably.
He was.
Sure.
And that, like, is that was like...
You can't just put hands on people.
You're right, but like,
well, he
you
did?
Just got out and like
okay.
you're still adjusting to life.
Stop it.
What do you mean?
Because
you don't
I,
think that would mess you up?
No, I'm saying that if... Because a lot of prisoners will say this, especially ones that have been in for a fucking long time, right? So what should we do with them then? Like, if you just do like a 15, let's say a decade stint, do we have to like put you in some type of a like halfway before to like kind of start acclimating you back to society?
I don't think there's, that is a thing for a reason, right?
But halfway houses are for people that are like on parole and shit. That's not for someone that did their time. They're like, adios. No, there's none of that for them. So, but for, so are we saying that because he was in prison for so long, he should just be able to, like, snap
no,
on?
No.
Okay.
No,
he should have just...
Complied?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. Now we get down to the brass tacks of it. So he's, that, it looked like a Mortal Kombat. I was like, this cop is in a, I hope this cop does stretches, because he is in a precarious situation. The cop pulls his baton before the gun. Pulled his baton. I don't know what he thought he was going to do with this baton. Your head's fucking touching your asshole. I don't know what you're going to do with this thing. But eventually, gun, bat, bat. And the guy dies. The cop's trying to render aid. Because, you know, he's like, hey, why?
Oh, and I've shot him immediately.
And this is what the guy says. The cop's like, just hold on, brother. Hold on, you can make it. And the last words the guy said was, it's too late. But now.
Wait.
Now
the cop shot him, or
the
cop shot him.
If he shot the cop, there'd be a parade down Main Street tomorrow. This is how ridiculous it's gotten. But now the cop, and this is how ridiculous these activists get. They're unwilling to watch something and be able to be like, see the whole thing. It's not that. It's, well, the cop should have never tased him in the first place. Okay, so. We're going back to the tasing, because it's not like the cop just said, boom, tase. It's not hard to put your hands on a truck.
No, you have listened to somebody that said the cops should never tase in the first place. Who's listening to that person?
What
not
do you mean?
Me. Look, why does that person get to have a strong opinion?
Well, because they're a black activist. And a white cop killed a black guy who was unarmed.
Those are the people we don't listen to.
But
that's what you get.
But it's not that you have to listen to anybody about it, right? Just watch what happened. Just watch what happened. If that wasn't a cop, and this is just an altercation on the street, isn't this what guns are for?
I mean,
aren't guns...
Worse shit happens on the street than that.
I mean, that's like the worst shit that happens on the street.
No one cares about it.
Well...
But because it was a police officer.
Of course. A white police officer.
In a black...
A white police officer. And he had the whole sob story about being locked up wrongfully. That sucks.
Well, like, let's go to Chicago. If something happens, whether it's white on white, black on black, no one gives a fuck.
Well,
people die all day.
Well,
all night. Yes.
If it's if it's anything else but white on black, it is not talked about.
Correct.
That's what it is.
Correct.
Literally, the fact that this is how good it is in, like, America, and, like, oh, America's so racist. Jesse Smollett had to make up a race crime, because it just doesn't happen that often. He had to make up one.
So, like, here's my other question.
He did.
America
feels,
is a melting pot.
He feels wrong.
So, like, what race is America?
Native. The
like,
ones that were here before
like,
us. Mexican.
So, like, what is the race?
Mexican. It's Mexican, dude. It's South American. Because
From America's racist? Like, what race, though? There's not
a
fucking...
Well, that's the problem, right?
What?
It's that the narrative of all of it, right?
Sure.
Every activist thing right now...
But there's not white activists.
It's all based on race. Like, that's so sad that we...
Well, no, not every activist.
We don't look
based
at... Like,
race.
It's not human. You're a human. You're an individual.
But...
That's what makes you unique. Like, you have to fit in a box. Or, like,
but,
a
like...
title.
First, unique. Come on, we're humans. Like there's literally 7 billion of us right now. We're not unique. Now, when it comes to the race thing,
we're unique in our own ways. We're not equal. We're individual.
Well, we should be equal until you have shown you cannot be treated equal.
You think me and you are equal?
Yes.
I think you're better at things than I am.
No. I'm talking about as like a whole. I'm not saying that, like, someone that can, like, do carpentry is, like, no. I'm saying,
yeah,
like, mindset ways.
Are
I'm saying,
funded?
But I'm saying equal when it comes to, like, what you can and cannot do. Equal when it comes to the rights you have and the rights I have. I do not have any more rights than
rights.
You.
Yes, you do.
How? What right do I have that you don't?
We have the same rights.
Every one of them.
Every one.
Exactly right. Every one of them. This goes for women, blacks, everyone. In America, you start out with the same rights.
I think dogs are on the same track. Right now.
No. No.
Property. I don't know, bro.
No, dogs can be killed and thrown in the ditch and it's property.
But only in America, right? You're given...
What? The equalness too?
Yeah.
No, there's other countries that everyone starts off on. That's why, like, when we're born, we're all born with exactly the same rights. Maybe not opportunity, but the same rights.
Same rights. Yeah.
And then some people decide that they want to show that they don't deserve the same rights. Some people
Absolutely.
Show that they want...
Why is that usually, though? Like, what
because
that
they're stupid criminals.
Yeah.
It's not a color
but,
thing. It's a criminal thing.
It's your own mind. What you believe in as an individual.
But...
Well, yeah, what we... Religion, right? That's like
sure.
another thing we argue over.
Well, sure.
Someone's belief system. So, like, it's
right.
somewhat like.
But they're.
All ego driven?
But there are. What do you mean by that? I mean, I will say that I do believe that. If you mean, you know, that the Christians and the Catholics definitely ego trip thinking that their shit is the only one that's the right one. That's nutty.
Right.
That's nutty. Catholicism, Christianity. Has the as far as I know, except for these made up ones lately.
Muslims too, like our God's only God.
But Muslims have been around forever.
I don't care who's been around forever.
That's but
when
you
people
have to.
Say it's our way or no other way. You're the problem.
But literally,
yes.
there is not
yes.
what God.
That's very
what God says that
like
it
Bible.
Doesn't have to be that way though.
Right?
Like what God?
What's going on here with the Hamas plus anything?
Well, Hamas
they
is
say
Palestine.
It's only our God and our God
well,
only.
Because it, but it goes deeper than that. Because like it's down to
the land. Yeah.
Because like,
oh, fuck the land.
But we're talking about land that like maybe Jesus Christ walked on.
Yeah.
We're talking about land that like they're saying that Moses walked us here. That's what land we're talking about. That's what the Jews are saying. The Muslims are like, fuck you.
But why
this
not?
Is our shit.
But why talk about the past when you can do better right now in the future?
Because
you're
if
like,
you don't talk about the past,
well,
you're doing
it. Work. You can work at it.
They won't.
You,
they can't, though.
Or you can fight about it, and they chose violence.
But,
and you know what? Violence is not going to work out for either side.
Well, it's definitely not going to work out for one of the sides.
Exactly.
And that's not
and then you're
the
play
Israelites.
The victim card? Like, come on.
Well, this is... This is... the this is because it doesn't even... Because this shit goes beyond color. There's, you know, Mexico, South America in particular, that shit is fucking Catholic to the gills.
Because they
those people love God and Jesus Christ.
They choose color. They choose, like, religion. They have people on their sides.
But they choose
they're
color.
They're trying to, like, gang up on people.
But who is?
Anybody.
Well,
anybody
is everyone
narrative.
Thinking everyone's better than, or deserves?
Yes. Know? There are people that believe this.
But
there
like,
are people that believe
like,
it only over your color. And
but
like,
why isn't it like our land? It's not like it shouldn't be.
First of all, we're not talking about land,
like,
right? We're not talking about America. Because this ain't ours at all. You know, if you have to eradicate
it's
a
ours,
fucking
ours.
Like people,
so, like, it's ours.
Whose though?
Yours, mine.
I
pay
think,
taxes. It's
sure,
mine.
But if it came down to
dude,
the nitty gritty, do you think you'd be one of them that they told?
2,300 square feet. I pay for that shit. That's
correct.
Mine.
Do you think that if shit was about to hit the fan, they would tell you?
No.
Who's that?
The government.
Who's the government?
You know who the government
when
is.
The government shows up at my door, guess what?
They're not
going to
show up at your door.
Alright.
They're like, if COVID, you know,
I'm
how you
paying.
Knew COVID was not
You're
real.
Paying. We've all been paying taxes.
You know how you knew COVID
lives.
Was not real because the powers, the powers were still telling us things. If COVID was real, there would have been no fucking any of the politicians. They would all been in their bunkers, and we would have got nothing.
Liquor stores are open.
But what seems so when you break it down to like a situation like that,
yep.
You don't see color because there's only money. Like there's only
sure.
The rich.
How many of those? How many of the powers that be do you think are a different color than white? If you think of the Illuminati, do you think of any other color but white people?
No, I think
exactly.
No, wait.
Exactly.
No,
you think
I do.
Of white sadistic men that like don't give a fuck about anything anybody.
I don't think about that.
You know?
When you listen to music, what do you hear? You hear
it
a colored person?
You can.
You hear a colored person in music?
You can. Dude, I used to, when I like, if you answer the phone, you know, you basically know what color they are within the first couple of sentences they say.
Sure.
That's
even
crazy.
If they're, no, what?
That's crazy.
But you do.
Sure.
You know what color they are. Like, you absolutely do. And maybe you don't know, but, like, you're on point.
Customer service? Did you unplug it, plug it back in? Yeah, you're wrong. You're in it. I get it.
But no, I mean, if you just call a business and a person answers the phone, you're going to basically have an idea of what color they are within the first couple sentences.
Sure.
That's crazy.
I
now,
know, but
we're
like almost trained to rather than looking at it as...
color? We should look at it as in people that are very rich. And that's why they keep it colored. That's why they keep it religion. Because if all of us stupid poor people come together and realize, oh,
you know what the
poor blacks, whites, Asians of this country have in common?
Instead of the fucking rich.
Exactly. Exactly right. You have people that make 50 grand a year. Let's say 75 grand a year.
Let's go with 120.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go
complaining
about 25 to 120.
Bitching
about each other.
Not about each other. They're bitching about the rich, the super rich, getting higher tax rates. Dude, you make $120,000 a year, and you are telling me why Bezos and Musk should not be taxed at a higher rate? Whoa. That's crazy. That's crazy. You have people that think their tax dollars go more to welfare programs to help the scumbags than the really rich not giving in. It's worse that the scumbags get help because what do you do with them than the really super rich not paying their share. That's crazy. Republicans especially have been voting against their fucking interests for fucking decades, dude.
We all agree what you're saying, but like...
sure.
That's irrelevant to anything.
How is it irrelevant?
We're
talking about
the
way to see what's the problem.
Let's text these rich people.
Okay.
What changes it for us? We're still being
texted. It changes for the...
Do you think we're going to stop getting taxed?
No.
So what's the point?
The point is that maybe
sure,
we wouldn't
sure.
have to wait for a bridge to fall apart before
well,
we
look
fixed
at,
it.
Now we're yelling at each other.
I'm not yelling.
I know, but think about it. Now they start getting taxed. What you want. I want it too.
Okay.
You're still getting taxed. I'm still getting taxed.
Okay.
It doesn't
like,
stop us from...
But it makes...
We don't gain anything.
Yes, you do.
We don't get anything. They're just going to get more.
No.
The people that are telling you, say this, or complain about these people not getting taxed... They're going to get more money.
Who's going to get more money?
Whoever's saying, oh, the rich aren't getting taxed. The rich, the business aren't
They're not, though.
Sure, they're not. But it's not going to your pocket. It's not going to my pocket.
No, it's going to the collective. Because this is something else that's happening in America that's crazy. Is that,
all
like,
roads are still
it's
shit.
It's supposed to be about, like, the people, like...
Infrastructure's still shit.
Why? Because we don't have an abundance of money coming in with taxes.
Say overseas. That's why.
Who did that?
Joe Biden.
You're an idiot. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Joe Biden
did what?
Joe Biden's not sending our tax dollars overseas?
No.
Ukraine?
But.
Israel?
Okay. So, you know, if there was a whole opposite end of the spectrum that was paying their fair share, this wouldn't even be an argument you're even talking about.
So you're talking hypothetical. I'm talking real.
No. But, so do you. So, sending our tax dollars over to do what, though?
Fund a war. Fund a war.
But we've been doing this. We've been doing this.
Since Bush, sure.
Exactly. So it wasn't Joe Biden. We've been sending Ukraine aid for a very long time.
Well,
we
not,
actually told
not
Ukraine. You've been paying. We actually told Ukraine, our CIA actually told whatever his fucking name is, the president of Ukraine, Russia's going to attack you and it is imminent. And he was like, okay, whatever you say, you guys are crazy. So then we told, like, China. We were like, hey, listen, like, we have word, and it's very fucking secure, that, like, he's about to attack Ukraine.
Even
and China
Bush,
was like, you fucking retards. No, he's
yeah.
not.
Even with Bush, China wasn't trying to get into a war right now.
China's still not trying to get into a war.
I don't know, bro.
Like, because, like, look at him every time now. Because when he attacked Ukraine, Xi Jinping, the China's president, was, like, fucking, he was furious. He was furious because Putin told him to his face, I'm not going to do that. You're nuts. Why would I even? And he was like, and now look at every time you see these two together, bro, he doesn't even go to meetings with this dude anymore. Like, that's telling. We thought they were besties. There's a picture of Putin. He's so happy to be shaking this dude's hand. He's just limp-handed. Not even looking at him, dude. You know, when you have to get Kim Jong-un, come on, man. The guy takes a train everywhere. Stop. We got to be scared of these people. Look at the state of North Korea. They don't have lights. They don't have lights.
But why are you hating on the train?
Because it's so simplistic now. It's so simple. Do you think our president rides on a train anymore? You're nuts! Because the first thing we would do if we wanted to fuck you up, it's like with Russia. They don't have an infrastructure. They don't have a highway system. Isn't that nuts? Most of their shit moves by train.
Somebody could easily just kill you.
Or we would just strafe their train tracks and you are not moving anything by train anymore.
And
it's like
wanted,
China.
If he wanted to ride a train, he'd have to have like a lot of space for security and all that.
He does. It's his main way of transportation.
So that means less people get on the train. Right?
Well, I don't know how many people get on the train.
Think of if Joe Biden got on a train.
He probably fell on it.
If I saw him in the subway in New York City, bro, I would
don't
fucking,
say it.
Oh, it's nothing.
You're going to have the FBI do it, man. You can't say that shit.
I would fucking snuff him.
You can't just be putting your
hands
on people.
Wait, for what?
I'd take a key up his nose, bro.
But like,
make
for
him
what?
Put right to his brain.
Wait, real quick,
then
though.
You're going to prison.
Real quick, that
that's
this man is
inflation.
This is a this
no,
is a
Joe Biden,
feeble
if I see you in public, Joe Biden, if I see you in public,
dog,
I will kill
man.
You.
Oh, no.
Whoa, this is not what our podcast
Mr. No Name is going to be. But like, so just so I just so I got straight,
bro.
You're making these. You're making these. These are facetious. This is all. This is a bit. He's doing a bit. He's doing a bit. But you're doing the bit, and the reason is inflation.
All right.
That's what you said. That's crazy. You're threatening or doing a bit about.
What about riots?
But like you
riots.
What about businesses going? Like, bro.
What businesses? Small businesses.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck about that?
What do you mean? That's me. I don't get taxed.
No,
that's corporations.
Not. You're not a small business. Because first of all, hair cutting is one of those things where, like, if it's a corporation, people are like, oh, yeah, corporation. They don't want that shit.
Stop. This is what I'm talking about. Liquor stores are open. Why couldn't hair salons be open?
Because liquor stores shouldn't have been open either.
That's essential, though? Wait, but what's
But that happen? Wasn't Biden, dude.
That was essential because
was
the alcoholics
Trump.
That probably
Donald Trump was the president when
that
happened,
just
dude.
Cut people off.
That wasn't Biden. Trump was the president when all that happened. Biden just...
Biden is
they handed all of us
now
money.
He does anything.
They handed... No, of course. Kamala Harris has been missing for months. All she does is come around when she has to pretend she's something. You do? She's crazy.
Well,
she's
well,
crazy.
Kamala,
she's crazy.
Cause fuck that bitch.
I mean,
oh, real
fan.
Quick, I do want to just Ben Crump. You're still a piece of shit. You're still a piece of shit. Everything is whitey. Everything's us. Everything's whitey. Kill whitey. That's a hilarious scene. But
look where we're at.
But you.
I know because they handed.
Were we like this when Trump was president?
Yes.
Kill whitey.
Yes.
BLM.
Yeah, so what do you mean?
Matter.
George Floyd happened, and all of a sudden,
but,
like, oh, like I mean, I'm not white. I'm Puerto Rican, so I mean, you know, I'm
you are white.
I'm a light-skinned Rican.
You
go
are.
Go to
Pasadena.
Let's see how they treat you.
Well, no.
Why?
Because I wouldn't go to a march for any of them.
You're Puerto Rican.
Well, just gonna do the Rikis fucking stick up for who are they? Who are they on board with? You know who the Rikis are on board with? Whoever the fuck the United States is on board with. That's how a lot of countries roll. A lot of countries are like, who are you guys friends with? And then we say it, and then a lot of countries are like, they're our friends too. That's how it works. Dude.
So as of right now, it's 50-50, right?
What do you mean?
Well, between the whole world, right?
No.
The UN.
Absolutely not.
Well, China, Russia.
They're not together.
North Korea, no.
Not together. Not officially. I'm not like.
So we're still flexing.
If China was with Russia, wouldn't they have been helping by now? Like, the thing with, like, they're all dictators, dude. It can't work. This is what happened. Every time dictators try to get together, they can't do it because they will not bow to the other one.
And it looked like Russia fucking...
What?
I think unless they have, like, one all common goal...
But...
That they can, like...
But they will have that goal until... One of them is like, you also now need to, like... Kiss the ring, dog. Like, you're not on my level. This is what happened in World War II. Hitler and Stalin were together, and Stalin, and all of a sudden Hitler was like, yeah, dog, like, I don't think you're the man. And started fucking with him. They can't do it. The fact that, look what's happening right now, just with the fucking, just with what's happening with Palestine and, like, Israel. We have put 5 of our, like, aircraft, like, carriers and our battleships into, like, the Mediterranean.
Then
every day, we just show up with another one.
And then there's Chinese aircrafts going within, like, 15 feet. Flying
and
by.
Dude, sure. And
flying by.
But we shot one down not long ago. We told them over and over. We were asking China, like, is this your boy? Like, because, like, we're going to have to, like, step this up. Shot him down.
Flying by. Flying by.
You know what China said? They said that wasn't polite. Come on.
What wasn't polite?
That we shot down one of their jets for fucking China.
What you did wasn't polite.
But, right. But sure. But China's like, man, the guy just flying around. It's not trying to see. And, you know? Yeah, shoot him down. And we're like, I guess, you know?
Here's the difference. We don't want to lose any lives. They do. They don't care.
Well. But.
They go kamikaze.
Sure, they don't care about the lives.
Overseas,
but like.
Overseas, they go kamikaze.
But lives don't do it, right?
Those rulers.
But that's Japan. That's different.
They're not like.
Kamikaze is Japan. That's not China.
They're not. We won't call them dictators. They're just rulers.
So
kings,
what else is
popes.
In your little list?
I mean, what do you mean? We're talking over here.
This is the biggest thing that's going on right now. Like, we're at war.
We're not, though.
Yes, we are.
No,
whatever.
We're not.
Yes,
we're not.
We're at war.
Woo!
You don't think we're at war?
No. No.
We're at war with ourselves, Kanye West.
Yo,
well,
you were president.
Just because that was not, like, he wasn't saying that as in, like, us in the country. He was literally just saying what's going
like
on inside of him. He was like, I'm at war with myself.
No, like, I think
and people
really...
like you were like, wow, he's just so, he's just spiritual and influential. He's fucking stupid. All
right.
One last question.
Okay.
So if there was a draft,
yep.
Are 18-year-old women allowed to be drafted?
Yes. They've already announced that and they started going bonkers.
Soon?
They've
no,
announced
not
it.
All of us agree to that.
Hold on. It's not about green. You
Wait.
Are 18, you're in the draft.
Well, that's
next topic, right? You guys want next
that's
topic?
That's
yeah.
That's what they fought for, dude. They fought for that. We should be celebrating women's independence and
no,
women's strength.
No, women
we shouldn't be?
To
wow.
be equal.
Correct.
They wanted to be equal.
And if you're equal, then that means you need to do exactly the same things that the other one would do.
Okay.
And
but,
no one,
like...
No
doesn't mean I want
to
go.
No one wants to go.
No one wants to go.
You think we? But you think we want to go?
They kick. I would just.
But this is why we are just developing.
I got a secret, and they should know.
No, they want it though. This it'll start that way.
I'm just going to
go.
I
got to
go. You're superior.
Who's superior?
Women.
To what?
They always have been. No, she's right.
They're superior.
Women have always been superior.
To what?
Always. Men.
No, they haven't. They're not living. They talk about a patriarchy. How have they been superior? They bitch and moan and cry about how men have kept them down for centuries. How are they superior?
No, but this is, okay, this can wrap up all of it, right?
Is that, go ahead.
Everyone can say, undermined or like...
What?
Suppressed.
No, they can't.
Something. Everyone can say that though, right?
No, they can't.
Yeah, you can.
How are you suppressed? How are you oppressed? Because suppressed, oppressed, it's, yeah.
Well, I personally work for myself.
That is not oppression. She's like, I am so oppressed. I have my own business.
She didn't say
she
was oppressed.
She said it was her.
No, I'm saying
she
that like
everyone
anyone
can
say
yep.
they
and
are.
And I asked you how you were oppressed, and you were like, I own my own business.
But
How nuts!
Wait, no.
That's nuts!
I'm thinking about it in, like, the workplace. So
that's
like, say
nuts.
A nurse,
okay,
a girl and a guy have the same degree.
Well, first, whoa, what's a girl and a guy?
Oh,
go ahead,
God.
Though. I know, but still, this
there's,
you. You're the libtard, Vanessa. You're the libtard that thinks
but,
I should
like,
think that way.
We, I, if
what?
You stop looking
yeah,
at it.
Exactly.
And who's better, just like you have to look at
better
it.
Than
one
what?
Person can serve a greater
okay.
purpose than another.
You know, this is like, this is honestly with the woman man thing. When people believe in Christianity, Catholicism, what gender is God?
A man.
Correct. That's the end of it. If you think God is a man, that's it's the end of it. It's it. It's it. The ultimate supreme being is a man.
I
and
mean,
somehow women are...
Like,
you think
but
God's
why do you
man?
Have to look at it?
What are you talking about? You just were like,
that's
a greater, greater God.
Yeah, that's what you
do
said.
You think God's a man?
Well, there's...
I was
we really don't know.
I don't think God. I think God is a man.
Hello?
Nature.
We really
rocks,
don't know,
the soil, the air, the land. The water.
Like, you, well...
I don't believe
you think
in this way.
The water?
No.
I like that answer the best. What do you think?
Really? Oh, well, I
is
just...
God a man?
I grew up with... So I was envisioning God as a man. Like,
or you were, it was Jesus, though, right?
Because yeah.
we don't know what God looks like. There's I don't even know if there's like a description.
I think it's just the light.
The light?
It's just the
that's,
light?
That's what she said, sure.
That's what she said.
I did not say it, no.
Yeah, you did. That's just like he's the light, the water, the stream, the leaves. He's the cracks in the earth. She didn't say that. She didn't say that. But I mean, it's not about a better thing. It's just this, who brought this up in the past decade or two? Did you think men all of a sudden are like, let us tell you how better we are? No, the women are the ones doing this.
No, but then there's the men.
There's what? Because you know what's nuts is there's
the
women
men.
Who will call themselves feminists and then support biological boys in women's sports. That's a fucking
that,
oxymoron.
Not every person, though.
It's a contradiction, though. But let's go back here, because I know...
That's
one
everyone.
More. That's the same thing with gay people supporting like Gaza.
Correct.
Do you understand?
You're
killing Gaza, right?
Like, how do you understand what would happen? No, we didn't get back anywhere.
No,
we had people with a gay pride flag around them telling us that we should set Hamas and Palestine free. You go to Palestine,
go to Palestine
with your flag, they'll throw you off a building.
Israel
maybe they're
Palestine.
Trying to change things.
Who's trying to change what?
Who's trying to
they are. The gays are out there fucking
you're
dropping it like
loved.
It's hot. And they're getting a schmeagle on.
Right?
Hamas ain't about the schmeagle. They're not. Hamas ain't about the dude-on-dude schmeagle.
No, you're not.
But I did have to teach you about the ho-ho thing. Remember that? Remember the your boy... dude, when you were over in India, did you see Indian dudes walking pinky and pinky with Indian dudes? It's a big thing.
No, they're ashamed.
No, they're not. It's a big thing over there.
They're gay.
How
no,
they
can't be
gay.
There's
a lot of gay
people. You can't be gay
again,
though, can you?
There's
videos. I don't know.
I don't think
you're
asking
the wrong person.
Literally, I don't think anyone agrees with it. It's kind of nuts. If one
there's
thing every religion can get in common
Indians.
To, like, the gays are
I've seen
or
so many gay Indians here in, like, Binghamton.
Exactly,
like,
here.
It's Binghamton.
Because here. This is what we're talking about at the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't know.
This is what we were talking about in the beginning.
There's people everywhere.
America? No, there's not.
And it's fine.
Everywhere.
It's fine.
The Chechen president
fine,
has actually
don't touch me.
said there is not one gay person in Chechnya.
Well, they're hiding.
Oh, I know. Back to what we were talking about in the beginning, how America is not the worst place you can be.
If you're two girls that are gay, fine.
No.
You can touch me all you want.
Okay,
they
stop.
Don't
no,
want to
no,
touch
stop,
you.
Girl.
No,
we're
the
not
gay guys are.
No.
The gay guys are John touching.
Well, because
they are not just coming trying to touch you.
Yes, they are.
They're really, they
well,
are
yes,
really
they
touch feely, handsy feely.
Yes, they are.
Maybe they want like high five.
But it's because for some reason it's
I'll,
like someone
I'll do a high five.
Them.
High five and bye. Like.
But it's like someone told them that they can't, like. Be sexual deviants and assaulters. For real. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's kind of like women, too. Women will just touch
and,
a guy.
And it's a problem, see?
What's wrong?
The gay man is the problem.
Wow.
No! Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not going to say that the gay man is the number one problem. But he on the board.
A lot of people are the problem.
But gay women as well. Not just the gay man. Gay women as well.
No.
What do you know?
All
know.
Right.
They're even worse.
Those are my favorites.
All right, what I got here?
You're so dumb.
Oh.
Yeah, this is too much.
Oh, is it?
What?
Well,
we'll change the subject.
We're
only halfway through.
What do you think about the old term finders, keepers, losers, weepers? So,
well,
if you find a wallet on the ground, you didn't see who dropped it, you just come across it. It's got $350 in it. What are you going to do? What would you do?
I would probably, like, if it was, like, in front of a business, bring it in there. Say, I found a wallet.
With the money still in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm going less.
That's crazy.
I would like to think that, yeah, I want it.
Take
the money.
Why not? Because at that point...
Because, like...
Because at that point, it's no one's money. That's the street's money.
But if I can give it back, and they
but
can
you're,
get their
give what back?
Stuff.
What, like $150 back?
Like their wallet.
How much are you getting back?
But you're giving them back their wallet. I'm not saying skeet the wallet.
Yeah, but like, what if they needed that money for something?
Well, then they
you know?
Should have been
like,
more on point with where their wallet was.
But like, accidents happen.
Accidents do happen. But guess what?
So,
finders, keepers, losers,
yeah,
weepers.
Like,
one man's accident, another man's
weepy. So like, you don't have to take all of it. Why you
take
all
of
it? You could just because like,
if
you, know,
you don't take it all, someone's
then
taking it all.
It. Not if you, like, try to find the person.
So you think
there's
you get...
No
what
you,
okay,
there, like,
here we go. All
right.
You're just going to pick up a
so
wallet. You're going to be like, Henry Joseph!
99% of the population is going to take the cash out. And
how
then,
do you know that? Did you do the statistic?
Well, I think that a big majority of them would tell you that they want it. But of
okay.
course they would. Of course they would. I'm not talking about taking the cards and going out on a fucking shopping spree fraud. I'm just talking about you take
there's
the money
that
1%. Out, drop the wallet in the mailbox.
You could be that 1%, and I'm happy you are.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
A chapstick fell in my bag one time in Target.
Okay.
And I felt so bad that I went back in Target and paid for the chapstick.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
That is not the same thing.
Oh my
God.
That is
not.
Now,
you know,
if $350
no,
bucks
is,
fell
no,
in your
is,
purse at
is.
Target, would you have gone back inside like, whose is this?
I just found this and it, I don't know. You
my
got lost
guilt,
and found here. Let's give some people a ringing.
My guilt would eat me. Like, I don't know
guilt
why.
From what, though?
Just
you
because,
found
like,
something.
I took something that, like...
You didn't take anything.
Okay, I'm the... Okay.
Like, what if you just, like...
Finder's fee, I'd call it, rather than whatever you
it
want.
Is a finder's fee. It's finder's keepers.
But, yeah. No, but keepers, like, you kept the whole thing.
You do
you're
keep
the
whole
thing.
You
keep the wallet and shit, too.
No.
But, like, I just
finder's
keepers.
It.
Like, I don't give a fuck how much it is. If I'm like the No Country for Old Men guy, that's a little risky, but I'm trying to take that briefcase. I'm taking that briefcase.
$7.
$7? I'm taking it.
$7.
That's even less. The less money, the less guilt.
$7.
I'm
yeah.
taking a dollar if they
yeah,
got it.
Taking the dollar.
What
hell yeah, I'm taking them quarters, them dimes, them nickels. I'm even taking the pennies.
You know what I'm not taking? The cards.
I'm not.
The
I'm sending them. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm putting that in the mailbox.
What are they? Yeah, exactly.
Do you know the mail will take it back to them?
I
yes.
Not.
That's what I said.
It will. If
I
there's
know.
An ID in there, the mail will drop
put
it
right
off
in the
there.
Blue box.
Yes.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the mail. Will, that's in federal custody now.
Well,
my hands are wiped clean.
Yes.
But I'm taking that money all day.
Cash.
Finders oh. keepers. So what do you feel about finders keepers, losers keepers? What's your What do you got? What's your
I already told you I was.
So are you in favor of the finders, keepers, losers, weepers? Or are you in favor of the finders, be a great Samaritan, hope God takes notice, and then weepers? Because you'll be the weeper. You'll be sitting at home 2 hours later like, fuck! God, I should have taken that fucking 350. You would. And you'd be weeping. While the mailman's got the 350.
The mailman was stealing?
You know it. Because cash
yes,
is
yes, he was stealing too. He stole a person. He's still a person. He's not a good Samaritan. Like,
I don't
know.
Okay.
What else I got here? What do you got? Okay. I was just thinking about this earlier. It's probably a stupid thought, but maybe. Well, let's see. We'll throw it out there. So, my name is Stefan Edward Sharmer. But, like, it isn't. It's my name because I was, like, given it. We were named like an animal. Like, your name was just given to you. You didn't choose that. It was just your name.
I chose
you can change your name.
I chose
you did not choose your name, bro. You had a black
name. I chose a name.
Ha!
Why
a name.
Do you have to identify
that? Stop. I'm talking about
Arnold,
your name.
Arnold.
Exactly.
You
think about that.
Names,
you No.
That's a
lady
dog.
Didn't choose her name. You chose your dog's name. You didn't choose your name.
Just like a parrot. But you can change your name if you want.
Okay, but
yeah,
it's first,
weird,
it's really... I think you need to have, like, a reason.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because you didn't have to change your social. They're changing so many things.
Why?
Because I can't be in like.
You can just change your social.
No, they have to change your name that you change it to now be your social security number.
Right.
Right. That's tough. That's hard.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You pay to change. I don't think it's that hard.
Okay. For the government, everything you know by is those fucking goddamn nine numbers.
But
speaking of the name change thing, just another thing. Have you noticed that goddamn these trannies who change their name? It is always the most ridiculous shit. They change your name to like Comet Moonlight, and you're like, that is okay. That's your name now. Come on. They always change
it to something
silly.
Isn't it like sad though that they can't just like embrace
what
who they like?
The real name?
They choose to truly identify in their name that they have to go to that lengths to change it.
Well,
agreed. Yeah.
But that's...
Rather than, like, being, like, own... Like, your name doesn't own you. You own it.
Right. But at the end of the day, like, even if you change your name, you're always going to have the first one. You're never going to forget it. If I change my name tomorrow, I could literally be 90. I'm not going to forget my first name was Stefan every time. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you really... wanted to
if I really developed some dementia.
Did you hear that Bruce Willis has dementia?
Yeah, and did you see the video?
No.
Is he dead?
Oh.
No, he's not dead.
No,
he's got dementia.
I saw his video. It was Bruce Willis's first video on camera since the diagnosis.
So he has dementia? He's not dead?
Bro, first of all,
he looks like he has
dementia. I've never seen someone look like they have dementia. He's like missing a tooth. His eyes look nuts. It's like his first video out, I guess, after the diagnosis. First of all, there is so many just overhyped, overacting, just broads in this room with him. He can't even be normal. They're cheering everything he does. Can you imagine, like, is he in the dementia, like, or is he just Bruce Willis right now? And, like, you're making him look like a fucking fool. You're clapping for him to, like, blow out a candle. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, crazy, dude. And they're just like, yeah! And it's like, man, you're just
Shut up.
Like, he's a fucking 70-something-year-old man. He walked into the room. Like,
he's like 60. He's almost 70.
Okay.
But maybe he likes to be cheered for.
Okay, but like, not
clearly,
for like
right.
Very simplistic things. They're like, Dad, open the fridge! Woohoo! Yeah! Look at him go!
You don't know if he was struggling to do all those things, which is why
okay. If he was, you're not going to cheer that on.
You
and,
should.
Like, you
should.
And you open
no.
the fridge? Yeah.
Yeah, if he's
no.
struggling. Yeah.
But, okay.
If I struggle open the fridge and someone cheered me on, oh my god.
Well,
I guess you would know to not cheer you on for anything.
I'm not cheering you on
for shit.
But if it's like after a horrific car accident that you
right.
We didn't think you'd walk again and you're out of the fridge like, first time ever? Yeah! But like, you know, dementia.
Sure.
You didn't forget
sure.
how to open the fridge.
Sure.
Yeah,
you don't know that.
Okay. I don't believe he's that far gone. If you're so far gone with dementia, you forgot to open the fridge.
So wait, he's alive?
Maybe he's one of these clones that they do now. You're getting a load of this shit.
No, it's not. It's the AI, I think.
Well,
right?
Because it doesn't make sense. So, the cloning thing. Why would these people that they say they cloned, it's like, what the fuck would they clone this fucking dummy for? You know what I mean? Why would they clone Avril Lavigne?
Or the president.
Well, they could do that. They'd clone motherfucking Abraham Lincoln. He'd walk out of that fucking monument tomorrow.
Or too bad.
That's who they pick. I believe that if, like, the government could reincarnate a president, it'd either be Lincoln or Reagan. No, he can't be recloned.
Kennedy, no?
Nah, that shit took his brain, I think.
I mean, why would you have a reclone president when they can't go be a president anymore?
Because, like, if they're reincarnated, body and soul and mind of FDR came back, we'd be like, hey, let us do World War II. Now, I mean, why? It's like he was voted in president for 4 straight terms. And then after him, they were like, yeah, we can't allow that anymore.
I mean, this day and age, I think Hitler would be number one.
Hitler as president? No one voted for that. You think they would reincarnate Hitler?
Yeah,
the Germans?
Look what's going on right now. Yes, exactly.
But the Germans are dumb racists, dude. The Germans have not let this go.
We're not talking about Germans.
You said Hitler. Who do you think we're talking about with them?
Yeah.
I said Hitler because everyone hates Jews right now.
Correct. But you know the country Hitler
is. Look at the people
is.
That hate Jews. Free Palestine? Like, yeah.
You know the country
that
Hitler was in charge of. Sure. Right?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with hating Jews.
Yes, it does.
It does back then, but not right
now. Or
now. Right now?
Dude,
yeah,
Germany, Poland, Austria, some of the fucking most hate-mongering racist places on the planet. No
sure.
lie.
Sure.
No, Poland is especially.
Every country's racist, bro.
Not America.
I think
hit the button.
Yes, not
hit
America.
Not America, bro.
Not America.
Not America.
Bye.